June is Pride Month, and while many cities nationwide celebrated with elaborate parades and parties, the Valley's gay community didn't hold a central celebration. This morning, though, afloat in Aspen's 4th of July parade will be flying the rainbow flag and inviting all to join in. It's part of an effort to make the gay community more visible, including new summer events and a pop-up gay bar. Each week, they set up shop at a downtown restaurant, integrating with the community while still setting aside a space for themselves.
It's Sunday afternoon, beautiful Sunday afternoon in Aspen, Colorado, at a restaurant called Michola, and it is our Gorilla Gay Bar.
This is Kevin McManaman, Executive Director of Aspen Out, a nonprofit that works to promote the LGBTQ community through visibility, mental health, and Gay Ski Week. McManaman says maintaining community is a constant effort. Sometimes their work is as simple as getting together over drinks.
There is always the need for a social event that isn't necessarily just about hooking up.
It's a small but lively get-together. 15 or so men are gathered around a table sipping margaritas and beer with lime. Their ages range from 18 to 80, but they have similar experiences of being out in the valley. Stories are passed around with the basket of chips. There's discussion of theater, fashion, and how to find a therapist that's sensitive to queer issues. One common feeling is that Aspen has a particular kind of gay community.
The gay community here is about being outdoors, you know, whether they're hiking or biking or fly fishing.
Lars Stinstevold, who grew up in Aspen, agrees.
It's not really based on that, like being queer or anything like that. It's hiking or work.
Bert Myron, who serves on city council, emphasizes how inclusive Aspen feels.
It's a very integrated community in Aspen, and everyone's welcome everywhere.
While that might be the case, there's something to be said for getting together with peers who really understand your experience. The guys at Gorilla Gay Bar agreed that they need a specific time and place set aside where they can come together and just be out and themselves.
Like, I've always felt like there's something about talking to another gay man that it's a connection, like, or just like this common understanding that is you can't really get talking to straight people.
Even with these events, it can be hard not to feel lonely. It's a small town. People move around. Many people don't stick around long enough to put down roots and connect. The transient nature of Aspen can make many things, from finding a hiking partner to finding a life partner, challenging.
Kind of the reality of where we are. It's like seasonal work. It's people coming and going. And that's what we love about this place.
The community just isn't that big. LGBTQ people are a minority, and no matter who you are, it can be hard to build community in a valley that's 40 miles long. McManaman explains that even though the critical mass just wasn't there for a traditional pride parade, Aspen Out has other plans.
During the Aspen 4th of July parade, which is huge, we have our own 15-foot wide by 140-foot long pride flag, and we're going to march it down Main Street.
And the work goes beyond the parade. Aspen Out works to connect the community across the valley with people and resources available to them. Their biggest event of the year, Gay Ski Week, raises money for youth programs across the valley. They organize hot spring soaks and now the Gorilla Gay Bar. Michola is still bustling as conversation at Gorilla Gay Bar becomes even more animated. It's clear that this is a place for both lighthearted and serious discussion about LGBTQ life in the valley. McManaman, Stinstevold, and Myron agree it's important to share these moments, whether it's in Michola or parading down Main Street, to show that they belong and invite others to join in too. Today's 4th of July parade begins at 11 a.m. Zoe Rome, Aspen Public Radio News.